The Climate Change Division of the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change presents Climate Change Jamaica's Story, a 5-minute feature focusing on climate change, its current and projected effects, and what can be done to lessen its impacts.
Climate change is everybody's business. We all need to know what it is and what we can do about it. Just how much do you know about climate change? We took the streets to find out.
We are a small island state, and as such, you know that with the rise in sea level, that will impact our coastline. It would also impact tourism because you use the beaches to attract the tourists.
Climate change is very real and you can feel it, especially with the sun. It's getting noticeably hotter. The ozone layer depleting, the ultraviolet rays of the sun be more prominent.
Global warming contributes to climate change, and we, in our own little way, contribute to our, I think, carbon footprint or something like that. So even with driving, the ironing. And I know that we, in our own little way, can also assist in positively reducing our carbon footprint.
I know with regards to like the carbon dioxide emissions, it has increased quite a lot over the years. And that because of that, you have that hole in the ozone layer, and it's getting bigger.
From school days, I heard that climate change every 35 years. So I'm not certain so much 35 years has passed.
You know, I'm a farmer myself, I can tell you, I'm feeling the impact.
Climate change is particularly impacts small island developing states like Jamaica, so we are more prone to the effects of climate change.
Senior Technical Director for Mitigation at the Climate Change Division, Gerald Lindo, now provides feedback on the responses.
First, I want to speak on this ozone layer thing because it appeared in more than a few of them. The ozone layer stops UV rays, which has to do more with skin cancer and sunburn and those kind of things, than it really has to do with global warming, which is really about the absorption and readmission of radiation by the atmosphere. There's a difference, I think, between climate change and climate variability that needs to come out as well. So when people said they are feeling it, you might be having a hot day, you might be having experienced a drought at this time. That doesn't necessarily mean that that is climate change. I'm very cautious about people ascribing things to climate change. No, that's not actually true. That climate changes every 35 years. What maybe he was referring to was the fact that when we talk about climate and we classify things in terms of climate, we're really talking about long-term averages for certain variables. So we're looking at temperature, we're looking at rainfall, whatever it might be. We're looking at the levels over 30 years. And the average over 30 years and the kind of range of common variability that you'd see over 30 years is how you define your climate. Finally, observe changes in the seasons, because really that zeroes in on the heart of climate change. When we talk about seasons, we're talking about long-term patterns that we expect. We know that one season might be a little bit wetter or a little bit drier than the other, but we know that a certain time of year, there's a certain set of behaviors that are certain patterns that we can expect in the weather. And it is when we see shifts in these seasonal patterns that we really have to pause and say that climate change is happening. And so the focus on seasonal changes rather than weather changes, I thought was really, really appropriate and was pretty useful. So overall, I'm hearing a lot of good things, but where it breaks down is when it comes to more specific definitions of the concepts and a more specific view of the phenomena involved. But apart from that, people do seem aware of the impacts. They are aware that there are gender things to consider. They recognize that small island states are especially vulnerable. And there's a good realization as well that we all have our part to play, whether we're looking at doing our businesses differently in an adaptive context or lowering our individual carbon footprints so that we are all doing our part to help save the world.
Senior Technical Director for Mitigation at the Climate Change Division, Gerald Lindo.
Join us again next week for another edition of Climate Change Jamaica's Story, when we'll hear from representatives of Environmental Solutions Limited about their Climate Walk initiative coming up in October.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.